Maryland's news now. WBAL and WBAL.com.
It's 4:51. Facebook, 10 years ago, you were just a baby. Today, on your 10th anniversary, you've become a part of more than a billion people's lives. And to celebrate today, Facebook has been giving all of their users a party favor of sorts. It's kind of sweet. CBS News and CNET technology analyst Larry Maggott joins us to talk about 10 years of Facebook. Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
I'm wondering, did you watch your timeline video today?
Yeah, I did. And it was a little embarrassing, actually. I got to see myself looking a little heavier than I am now and a little bit strange things. But yeah, I watched it. It was amusing.
Well, I thought it was kind of nice.
I've been on for 7 years. It was kind of nice. Yeah, I've been on for 7 years. So.
And I've been on for 5.
People have been on longer, college students.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because one of my colleagues at CBS said he's been on for 8. And I say, how can you be younger than I am? But then he was in college. Well, see, the college kids got it first. I shouldn't say kids. College students got it before the rest of us did. Because that's how they were. They start with elite colleges and then regular colleges and then high schools, then corporations. So I got in when corporations could get in. I used my CBS ID. And then they let anybody in. So, you know, now everybody, 1.23 billion people are in it.
I wonder if that comes with a caveat. You know, they have all these people and they're probably happy about that. But I would imagine their biggest fear is to become not cool or not relevant anymore.
Well, that's the problem they're having with young people, right? Because the problem with young people is it's not that they're not cool, but that if mom and dad are on it, maybe even grandpa and grandma, then how can it be cool for the kids? So the good news for Facebook is that they did buy Instagram. So the kids are all on Instagram, and that's cool for Facebook and for the kids. And also, you know, Facebook, you mentioned birthday presents. They actually had another birthday present today.
Yeah, a new app,
an iPhone,
right?
Or an iPad. A new app called Paper, which is actually quite nice. It's a little bit like Flipboard. You flip around, and you've got – it's very graphical, very visually oriented, and kind of pretty for those who happen to have the iOS kind of devices.
And this kind of, to me, took a long time to happen because I remember Facebook and Apple never really sort of jived.
Yeah, but now they make nice. I mean, it's Facebook is a fact of life. I mean, they are a force to be reckoned with, and you've got to relate to them. I mean, they're just so huge. With 1.2 billion people, what are the 1/7 of the world's population? And their goal now, Mark Zuckerberg said his goal is to connect the rest of the people. So I know he vacationed in China a couple years ago. I think he really wants to get China online. The Chinese government's not so sure. But I think he wants to get everybody, and he's doing everything he can. He's also moving it way into the mobile arena because they know, that mobile is where people are at right now and that the desktop is less important than mobile going forward.
Yeah, and I remember when they first started trading publicly and the big question was, you know, what's their business model? How are they going to make money over time? And now that's starting to sort of, you're starting to get a sense of how that's working. And it seems like,
you know,
it is working.
Yeah, these are really smart people. Actually, you know, I live near Facebook, and I'm on their safety advisory board, so I go over there occasionally, help them out with some safety issues. And I've gotten to know the people pretty well. I don't know Mark really well, but I've gotten to meet him a few times. And Sheryl Sandberg, and these are very bright people. And some people think, oh, they're going to go the way of MySpace. But MySpace did not execute well. MySpace had a great idea, but they blew it. It was too messy. It just wasn't neat enough. Facebook is much smarter, and I think they're going to continue to diversify. And I think they've got a reasonably bright future. I'm not giving any investment advice. I have no idea how the market's going to treat them. But I think that they've got a good business model.
Well, they're 10 years old today and going strong. So maybe we'll talk to you again when they're 20. Larry Maggott,
so.
I hope
All
so, right. too. CBS News and CNET technology analyst, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.